From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says it was an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces, but it appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Speaking in the Persian Gulf, Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Iraq's defense minister said his Air Force's planes were grounded by bad weather and that coalition planes were covering an advance by Iraqi ground troops. Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah, which is controlled by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism about the plan on Saturday. This is VOA News.